T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Just talked to Albert Breer. A lot of good stuff from Albert. You know, I had to ask him, Dustin, about the idea whether or not there's two things that could impact the NFL's decision and whether they make it sooner rather than later. And I really do. I'm just curious what you think about this because Albert laughed at one and then he took one of them rather serious. Single game tickets and how you sell these games if you don't know if Deshaun Watson is going to be the quarterback. And then also the gambling component to it all. You know, like the Browns in Vegas are not on a lot of boards. You can't bet their over-under numbers. You can't bet. There's a lot of things you can't bet around the Browns right now. And it's based on the idea of, like, how the hell do you possibly make a bet when for 6 games or 8 games, it could be Jacoby Brissett as opposed to Deshaun Watson. So I think those two things, I think, are low-key playing into the NFL's decision to kind of rush this thing and to get this thing done sooner as opposed to later.
I hope we find out something sooner rather than later. I still think that if we find something out, I mean, Albert answered it there too. I mean, he thinks the league could cover their butt by adding an additional suspension next year, even if they suspend him this year. So it's like, for us, you know, initially I thought, you know, hey, let's get this out of the way. And now it's almost like he could get suspended for this season, and then we're going to have to be waiting like on pins and needles for next year.
It's a really awful situation right now to
terrible.
Be in, that we didn't know we were going to be in 24, 48 hours ago. And again, the more and more plugged in people we talk to, the Albert Breers of the world, the Mike Forios of the world, the Josina Andersons, the more and more they just keep coming back with this same consensus. It's like, well, yeah, NFL is going to try to do whatever is the best interest of the NFL. This is how they operate. Hello, this is what they do. And they might come back and hit Deshaun for more than just this upcoming season. In fact, Albert Breer spoke on that with us just moments ago. Here it is.
You know, he's meeting this week with NFL officials in Texas, and generally that means the way these things go, that the league's investigation is wrapping up, because they'll generally talk to any sort of accusers, people involved, and then once they have all their facts gathered, then they'll talk to the player, and then they'll make a decision. You know, and so I think the complicating factor here is that, you know, part of the legal process is still open. And, you know, obviously the criminal process is closed now. The fact that the criminal process is closed sort of opened the door for the league, which doesn't want to interfere with criminal investigations, to start talking to Deshaun's 22 accusers and to talk to Deshaun himself. I mean, the issue now is that the 22 civil cases are still open. And so, you know, the league's going to have to make a decision now on whether or not it wants to go forward with making a decision on Deshaun and what will happen with him during the 2022 season, or if it wants to wait and see if there's some sort of legal resolution between now and July 1st. You know, and then obviously, you know, if there isn't one, decide on whether or not they want to just punt on making a final ruling on what they're going to do about discipline for him until 2023.
Yeah, I don't think the goose is cooked here. Like, it's not over. This is not done in any sort of stretch as far as, like, thinking, oh, 6 games, 8 games, we'll be fine. I go back to Charles Robinson from Yahoo and some of what he had to say. And, like, if you read it, he says, there's an agreement on other issues such as which suit will be heard first. I'm sorry, there's a lack of agreement, inability to reach an agreement there. The amount of discovery remaining plus Watson's scheduled depositions, the timing appears to be headed toward 2023 for the trials. Like, they're pushing this all back for a multitude of reasons. Mm-hmm. And the biggest one that's standing out to me right there is the discovery. The amount of discovery remaining. Being an attorney is not on my LinkedIn profile. You know this about me, Dustin. But yes. I can break it down for people simply enough. Like, in the law world, that's a fun way of saying they haven't gone through all the exchanging of information between the two sides, which tells me if Rustin Harden and Tony Busby don't have all the info attached to this, I'd be shocked if the NFL does too, and I'd be shocked if the Browns do as well. There's not a world
surprises
where,
around every corner, right?
Yes, and I think we're going to keep seeing it. And I don't know what yesterday did for you in regards to, you know, hearing some of the stories attached to Ashley Solis at all, but I have a feeling that's just one case. That's one out of 22. We're going to get more and more and more of this. And like the Browns, they've rolled the proverbial dice.
And what if it's not just, you know, well, she was crying, but we don't know why. What if it's more than that? More bigger details that the Browns don't know.
Yeah. It could be. Without question, it could be. And again, too, we're going to play this open for both sides. We could turn around tomorrow and Deshaun Watson didn't do anything and everyone is just making this up and it's all just fake. You know, there's a million different routes this could go.
Sure.
So I want to leave open to the possibility of all of them. But what I see in front of me and what Charles Robinson is reporting, the Browns couldn't possibly, in my estimation, have known all of the details if both the defense for Deshaun Watson and the accusatory side for Deshaun Watson don't currently know all the details. So if Robinson's reporting is correct, Browns got themselves into hot water here. It's going to be really interesting to see how they get out of it and what happens. And if Deshaun Watson has to be suspended for not just this season, also next season. And who knows? If these cases take 6 weeks each and you got 22 of them,
yep,
maybe we go into a third year. You know, how deep does the NFL want to go? If they want to go as deep as what Major League Baseball just did to Trevor Bauer, well, buckle up, guys, because if they want to make an example out of somebody, and Deshaun Watson's the guy they want to do it to make this proclamation that we're not going to tolerate this, we might have just put $230 million in guaranteed money to a person that will not see the field that often. We don't know what happened with Deshaun Watson, but you can have situations where Deshaun Watson was awful while then in the same setting being a normal human. Those things can both exist at the same time, and that's why people's experiences can differ from situation to situation around Deshaun Watson. So I promise you guys, you don't have to link me to the article or Dustin to the article. We've seen all the articles.
Read all the articles. Keep reading them.
Read them. Get informed. Stay informed. Great. But like we've done this. This is why when we tell you guys, like earlier today we had a call, Dustin. And of course, Twitter reactions are powered by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And the guy's like, I think you're just trying to drum up some controversy. I'm like, no, I'm so in the trenches in this story, and I'm so deep into it. When I see something move that is different, I'm not doing my job if I don't tell you guys what's happening. I am failing you guys, and Dustin, you'd be failing them too, same way, if we don't sit here and talk about things when they actually change. I get it. Like, if you guys want to yell at us because you feel like this is like ad nauseum and we're just banging the same drum over and over again, you would be in your right 110%. Nobody would question that. But I'm telling you, the past 48 hours and the past 24 hours, we've seen multiple things change and the conversation shift around Deshaun Watson to the point where I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I was just completely ignoring it and pretending as if everything was in La La Land and everything was cool. It's not copacetic. And also, I don't carry the water for any team.
No.
I'm not going to sponge bathe the situation. If it is what it is, it is what it is. But I owe you guys that. And I think, Dustin, you owe the people that as well.
Yeah, I mean, all we're talking about here is the facts.
That's all we can do.
And that's all it is.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
So like when Albert Breer, when he's on earlier at 5:20, I'm going to have this clip for you guys. I want you guys to hear it and listen up. And I want you guys to go back and listen to that audio. Use 92.3thefan.com. Use the Odyssey rewind function. I know I'm company manning it up, but I like to do such a thing. We got a lot of good pieces and a lot of good websites going on right now. This was Albert earlier in the last hour. Here we go.
If the league were to make a decision now, then I think they would protect themselves that way. You know, and I think that's part of the drawback in making a final decision now. Obviously, the upside of making a decision now for the NFL is that they don't have to deal with the story in week one, and it won't look like they're sitting on their hands. You know, and I think the NFL, which, I mean, look, like the league office is so aware of what the public thinks, and we've seen so many times where they'll allow public perception to sway them one way or the other. You know, I'm sure that there's some feeling in the league office, you know, that they'll take a significant PR hit if Deshaun Watson's out there in week one. So, you know, like that's one side of it. You know, the problem is if you do make a decision and say it's 6 games or 8 games, and then there's material change to the case in 2023, say the cases go to court, the civil cases go to court in early 2023, and you've already made a decision on what you're going to do, and you've already sanctioned him, there's a chance that either the sanctions were too much or they were too little. And that's sort of the risk here, is that, the fact that the civil cases are still open leaves open the real possibility that there could be a lot more information that's pertinent to this case that comes out in, say, February or March or April of next year.
Which, again, and I know I'm the Bobby Fischer of making proclamations. I get it. I understand it. But just read what I've, like, listen to what Dustin and I have been telling you all day long, and then listen to what Albert just said right there. Like, the very end. You didn't even have to listen to the whole entire thing. Just the very end. Albert's like, there's clearly more that is left to be discovered that we'll find out in February and March. What did we hang on to all day long? It was all about Charles Robinson and the discovery, right? Where I acted like I was like basically an attorney trying to figure this stuff out. But it's like, why did I focus on the discovery so much today? I focused on the discovery so much today because the discovery in Charles Robinson tells you that Tony Busby and Rusty Harden, they haven't exchanged everything between the two of them. That's the whole point. And what a discovery is laying all the cards out on the table before you actually go meet each other up in February, in March, whenever that is, and you give everyone a fair shot at this thing. Albert's just confirming all of that. Albert's just telling you, like, yeah, there's got to be more. And if all of these people are telling you there's more, well, then I'm telling you, if we use a logical conclusion to all this, I'm led to believe, and I don't know this for a fact, I'm just led to believe that the Browns then didn't have all the information as well when they gave the quarterback $230 million. And that is a roll of the dice that they could end up turning up seven and them crapping out. It could.
Totally could.
Wild. Absolutely wild.
I was trying to find this little snippet here. Okay, here we go. Zach Jackson.
Oh my God, I just saw this too, and I was going to ask you about it, but I didn't want to do it on air because I didn't know if it was true or not. Is that true?
It's in this article. Ooh, that's why I was okay, double checking it.
You did. Well, you do a great job. I saw you. I was like, I saw the.
So I was trying to focus on you, also focus on this. Okay.
Okay, good.
Zach Jackson, his mailbag today.
Yeah.
Which.
By the way, shout out Zach Jackson and the fact that he wore a Johnny Manziel jersey to a golf outing last weekend.
Only Zach can pull that off.
I loved every bit of it. We talked college baseball betting, and you want to talk about somebody that lives up to all the expectations that you'd ever want them to live up to? That's Zach Jackson. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Watson is meeting with the NFL investigators this week in Texas. That can be taken as a sign that the NFL is likely fairly close to the end of its inquiry. At the NFL owners meeting in March, Commissioner Goodell offered no timeline for the league's decision on a potential punishment for Watson, and the NFL offered no additional comment this week. Browns have been similarly quiet.
Spit it up!
It's a tough word to say.
No, I know.
Similarly.
It's very tough. Say it. No, it's a lot of L's.
Say it.
It's a lot of L's.
You want to try it?
No, thank you.
Similarly quiet. They have said they'll continue to cooperate with the league, but on the record, the Browns have said little more. Based on a few off-the-record conversations, I've surmised, this is Zach speaking, that the team believes any suspension would be handed down this summer and that the Browns expect it wouldn't be longer than 6 or 8 games.
Which tells me that they're not currently set up the way that the conversations with people that are plugged into the NFL, Mike Florio, Albert Breer, who you just heard an hour ago, are suggesting. They're not connecting the same dots. I don't know why they're not connecting the same dots. Is it just being audacious? Is it just trying to make sure that they don't end up getting burned? Is it just wishful thinking that they're having right here? But if they believe that it's just 6 to 8 games this year and then they're out of the woods and they're in the clear, they're wrong. They're wrong. Now, it might end up being that, yes. But read the room. Cleveland Browns. It's not the conversations that people are having right now. And the NFL surely could step in and say, yeah, we're going to punish you right now. And if more comes out, we're going to punish you next offseason as well.
Man, I think the Browns did not sign up for that.
They didn't. They clearly didn't.
There's no way.
Do they have to have a press conference at some point soon? What do they have to do with this?
Oh, I don't know that they do.
Do we have to hear from the Browns on this one? I mean, staying quiet is probably their best move.
What are they going to say?
I would like to know. I would. I'd be very interested to know.
Like what they know?
They're not going to tell us what they know, but I know, at least I'm surmising, based off of Charles Robinson's piece, that they never had all the information to begin with. I'd love to know what information they did have.
Hmm.
But I'd love to know. I'd love to know like what their thought process was when they, because I know they're not stupid because we all, everyone I'm talking to right now on the radio, we all believed that it was just going to be a this year suspension up until 24 hours ago, right?
Right.
48 hours ago. The first time I asked Field Yates about it on Monday. I've never asked a plugged-in reporter like that before a question like that to have him be like, I really don't know the answer. That was a first for me. But that started some of the wheels going. And then people started talking about it. And now we're at a point where legitimately plugged-in people are telling us this is a possibility. And so I know, like, this had to have blindsided the Browns in a lot of ways.
Had to have.
But you don't – here's the problem. They're Icarus. They flew too close to the sun. You don't get to slap the NFL in the face consistently this way with the bonus money, with the guaranteed money that they offer to Deshaun Watson, and then think that you're smarter and think you're more clever than everybody else and not face some of the repercussions of this. And this is, in my estimation, this is the NFL telling everyone else that's involved and everyone all, through all these leaks and through everyone we're talking about, they didn't play the ball game the right way. They really want to go down this path. Let's go down this path. But you're bringing Deshaun Watson into the limelight at every turn, and it's a conversation piece everywhere. Well, guess what? You didn't settle. You might face more punishment because of it. And I kind of feel for Deshaun in a lot of ways. If he is innocent, again, I don't know one way or another, Dustin. None of us do. But if he is in fact innocent, and he's just trying to clear his name, taking on a lot of heat because of it.
Man, a lot of thoughts in my head.
Right?
A lot of thoughts. I mean, I don't know. I just want this whole thing to be over with. I'm tired of doing sports talk radio talking about, 22 civil lawsuits every day.
And discovery.
There are, new details that we find out every day, every other day. I don't know. There's more to this thing.
There's so much more to this thing. But get ready. I mean, because, and I hope you're right. I hope that, our offseason, next offseason, and the one after that isn't just turning into court TV. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hope you're right. But I got a feeling we're going to be doing the same song and dance for a while. This isn't going away anytime soon, guys.
No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.